Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations this Wednesday of the 41st week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our examination of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 108. Question 108, what does the seventh commandment teach us? That all unchastity is accursed of God, and that we should therefore loathe it with our whole heart, and live chastely and modestly, whether in holy wedlock or single life. The initial understanding of the seventh command, as we began our meditations this week discussing, is that one who is married is not to stray outside the bounds of holy wedlock in unfaithfulness to a spouse. Adultery. This is the first and most obvious application of the commandment. As the author of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13, verse 4, let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled. For God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Thus are married couples to guard against the temptation and lusts that draw them to other people and away from each other. For they are one flesh, as God made clear in Genesis 2, verse 24. Thus a husband and wife are to look only to one another in matters of sexual relations, and they are to enjoy the gift that God has given them, in the context of marriage. As Paul instructs in 1 Corinthians 7, verses 3 through 5, the husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband. For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. And so, as we find here, Paul affirms the sanctity of marriage, particularly when it comes to sexual relations, and that a husband and wife are to look one to another to flee the temptation that comes at them from the world. Likewise, those who remain single are not to play the field, so to speak. And while this sort of lifestyle is very much trending in our present culture, the hookup age, as many call it, it is not the lifestyle of a biblical Christian. Paul, in reminding his readers of the ancient Israelites in the wilderness, who, as the book of Numbers tells us, whored with the women of Moab, wrote in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 6 through 8, now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. This is a repetition of his warning given in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18, flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Where married people who sin in this manner sin against their spouse, for the two are one body, single people sin against their own bodies. But more than that, as we know, they sin against God. Thus, for those brothers and sisters who choose to remain single, by the grace of God they are to live chaste lives, abstaining from sexual immorality. This is a tough sell in the current social climate, but it is what God requires of his people. Sexual sin is a deep, dark pit. While it promises pleasure, it ultimately and only ever brings pain. And the temptations to engage in such sin are rampant, not only pressed upon us by a world obsessed with all things sexual, but more so, as the Bible tells us, by our own sinful hearts and minds. Thus do we turn, married and single, as with every sin and temptation, to the cross of Jesus Christ, there to find forgiveness where we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and by the power of the Holy Spirit working the gospel in us, that we may flee such things, that we might remain modest and chaste in every season of our lives, single or married, that in the church God himself might receive all glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.